Lou, it seemed the tone was set early with Hill throwing a lot of pitches and giving up the home run in that first inning.
Yeah, that game, from the first inning on, it seemed like they took control of it. A leadoff home run. We had a lot of opportunities, but look, I want to congratulate the Arizona team. They played really well. We've got a good ball club with good pitching, and I wish them well as in their endeavors in this next round. But they really played well, and they should be they should feel good about what they did. We're disappointed, but at the same time, I'm really proud of our players. We got off to a slow start this year and put together a good run that culminated in getting into postseason. This is just a start, fellas. We're going to get better with this. This is just a start. It is disappointing, but, you know, no matter how far you go up the ladder in baseball, if you don't win a World Series, you're going to find disappointment somewhere along the way. So,
Lou, Aramis, uncharacteristic plate discipline for him tonight. Aramis Ramirez, could you talk about his series?
He struggled this series, but, not, you know, we didn't do much offensively. I mean, I think, what do we score, 6 runs in the 3 games? Hard to win that way. I talked about when the series started that we had to hit their pitching. To me, that was the key. And for all practical purposes, we didn't do as good a job as we could have or should have done. We had numerous opportunities tonight, numerous. And I don't know how many double plays we hit into, but there were quite a few. And we just didn't get the big hit when we needed it. What can I say?
Straight back, Lou.
Lou, would you talk about the role of Jose Valverde in the series, and would you agree with the assessment?
I'll tell you you want to talk about their team, start talking about their shortstop. What a job he did. The Drew kid. He made some great plays. He hit some home runs. What did he hit, over 500 in his playoff? Pretty impressive. And their closer, he's good. He's good. He really is. I mean, he gets the ball, and I think he basically threw nothing but fastballs. But, you know, they're located well, and they're probably hard to pick up. He's had success. I can see why.
To the left, Lou, in the back.
Lou, it always hurts, obviously, to lose. Is there any extra frustration when the team didn't play as well as they're capable of playing?
Well, you know, when you don't score runs and you leave a lot of people on, it looks lackluster, but it wasn't. These guys gave effort. They really did. They wanted to get it done. They caught us for 3 games where we just didn't swing the bats. Our starting pitching outside of the Zambrano game wasn't really good. So, look, just tip your hats to them and wish them well. I'm talking about the Arizona team, and we'll regroup. Well, we made some nice strides this year with this team, and we'll do some things over the winter with this team, and we'll be right back next spring to get better and better.
Right,
and that's
front,
the way I look at it.
Right in front, Lou.
Did this series kind of remind you of some of the stretches that you guys had during the season where it just wasn't, offensively especially, it just wasn't happening for you?
Well, we've had some spells this summer where we've had a week of 10 days where it was hard scoring runs, and then we've had the other kind. They just caught us cold, and but again, let's give their pitching credit too. Our team tried. We just didn't get it done, and that's really the end of the story. I mean, but I'm proud of our guys. I really am. I told them that. I told them to have a nice, safe winter, and we'll reconvene next spring and take this thing further. And that's really the bottom line.
Any last one for Lou? No? Okay, thank
and,
you.
And The people here in Chicago, I've enjoyed working with you. You all have a wonderful winter, okay? You're good people. Thanks.